Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for what you're doing, regardless of what it is. Thank you so very much. And to the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
A busy day. If you're going to be in D.C., you're going to have a whole bunch of Democrats moving back and forth, and I guess there's going to be some people that are going to be in the vicinity of the Capitol holding a vigil of some sort. Nancy's going to have a prayer meeting session, whatever it's going to be there. And then we've got this press conference that's going to be held by Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I'm just trying to figure out who's going to be telling the most lies today if they get in front of a microphone. So I don't. It's almost like you're going to have to take notes.
Well, we know what the Democrats are going to try to do. This is their whole narrative for the midterms right now, to try to turn the story around and turn it on Donald Trump. They are actually going to try to use this to not only go after Trump again, but to also go after the members of Congress that were there that day when they were having that rally where they were having it, because there were some members of Congress there. Steve Scalise was one. Gaetz was one. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I believe, was one. There were a couple more that were there. As a matter of fact, I think Senator Ted Cruz was there. And they're going to try to see if they can get them disqualified because they participated in an insurrection, and they keep using that word.
Correct. And as I have said on the show many times, the FBI, the Department of Justice,
yep,
which is essentially one and the same,
yep,
has not charged or convicted,
yep,
a single person with insurrection.
Yep.
None. Zero.
Yep. And last night, I watched a commentator on CNN say, well, you can see the gun on the man's hip there. Look at the bulge right there. You can see that's a gun right there. And again, nobody that was arrested or was searched by any law enforcement agency official had a gun. Nobody.
Correct.
So they're lying about that, but they're trying to make it sound like, he's got a gun. Look, see, it looked like, to me, when I saw the picture, it looked like a cell phone, one of the oversized cell phones in a carrier.
Yeah. Well, there's another little tiny piece of equipment, too. I happen to own one, and that is a portable charger.
Sure.
For your cell phone. So you charge the little thing. It's about the size of what? An old-fashioned lighter. And then if your cell phone is running out of juice, you just attach it, and then you get a quick charge. So you add that to a cell phone in a pocket, and, you know, it can you can construe all kinds of things. So
we have an interesting comment coming from the chat room from Eric in East Tennessee. He's saying, good morning, Representative Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene needs to distance herself from Representative Matt Gaetz. He is corrosive and is riding her coattails.
Well, he's been exonerated of all things.
Yes, he has.
So might want to rethink that one a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing that anybody, they can throw darts at him, but doesn't mean they're going to hit him because, let's see, what is this, January 6, 2021, was an artificial event perpetrated and steered by the federal government. Well, there's some truth in that, too. But I believe it was steered not necessarily by the federal government, but by the Democrats. Just pick a name.
We're going to have to live with this. They're going to keep this, you know, fresh. They're going to rebirth this thing today, and then they're going to have the residual here for the, you know, the next week. And then there's going to be some report that comes out from the Benny Thompson Committee. And they're just going to stay at it. So there's really just hold on.
It's all they got.
Step over it.
It's all they got.
Right.
So they're going to milk it for all it's worth.
Yeah.
Now, then there's something else that came out yesterday, truly another political stunt, and that's Biden in Congress is now considering another round of stimulus money for the American and illegal population here in the country. I threw that in there.
Did you ever see anything so chaotic? You know, in order, there's these manufactured crises that get thrown in on top of real crises that never get addressed. So we have these manufactured crises, and then, you know, the government being so benevolent just throws money at it. Say, oh, here.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon and I shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers and counting, and I'm one of them. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. You can go to the website, geico.com, to find out who your agent is, or they will even give you a quote right off the website. Now, they'll offer you coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you've got a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV. They'll cover all of those, too. And don't forget, the cheapest way to buy insurance is to bundle it. And what you do is you bundle your homeowners, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance with your car insurance, and you'll save money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go there and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
California. We got us a Super Bowl coming up in Los Angeles. What's going to happen?
Well, it looks like the NFL is working diligently to keep the Super Bowl at the SoFi Stadium. However, California has initiated all these new enforced mandates again.
Yep.
In and around all things pandemic.
Yep.
So the NFL is looking at, you know, what we would say is conditional other potential sites, including, once again, Tampa. So right now it's going to stay at the SoFi Stadium, but You know, they do this pretty much every year anyway, but they're already doing the planning for the Super Bowl and even going into football next year based on how all these things just keep coming at us.
Right.
The AT&T Stadium in Arlington has also been contacted, as has the Tampa. And so we will see, you know, where this necessarily goes. But, you know, we have to kind of go back into the fact that we've got these two new variants and what they necessarily mean or don't mean in science, if we can even go there. But then, you know, these progressive mayors and governors and whatnot are using anything that has to do with COVID-19
uh-huh.
and any new developments under, you know, a national emergency or state emergency powers. And when they do that, they can say anything. So they're staying in the condition of emergency powers, throwing everything into chaos, when in fact some of these things are just the basic flu. I mean, just absolutely the basic flu where you're sick for a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You get a monoclonal, you get some other kind of treatment, and you're back on your feet and all things are good.
Mm-hmm.
But that just doesn't seem to matter to, you know, all of these progressive officials. So we continue to kind of go into this circle jerk here of chaos and confusion. And that puts, you know, like the NFL, not that a lot of people are happy with the NFL, but, you know, the NFL is the NFL. And, you know, then you got schools that are not open and going back to
mm-hmm.
Virtual classrooms, which they absolutely don't have to do. So, I mean, tomorrow's going to look just like today. Chaos.
All right. We have a caller. We'll go to the phone line. Good morning, Bad Gab and Bob. What's your question for Denise?
Yes, sir, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
In regards to the school and the vaccine and keeping them out of school and stuff, the first comment I got to make is God made the idiot for practice and then he made the school board. And the second thing is, is there anything that they can do, like when President Reagan fired all the teachers, I mean, all the airline people and hired new ones, or are there other remedies available? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, I think that the Chicago government filed a National Labor Relations Board complaint against the teachers, did they not?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things necessarily going on there, but his question is, can you know, the president do what Reagan did? The answer to that is probably yes, but you don't have anybody else that wants to go to work. We have a labor problem. These people don't want to go, you know, substitute teachers and certifications and, you know, background checks and all that other kind of nonsense. So, you know, you don't have anybody that necessarily can fill the void to be a teacher in a classroom if you've got these union teachers, you know, and like in Chicago that refuse to go to work. So, you know, I was actually thinking uh-huh. about the other day, maybe what I would do is this. In fact, I was thinking about this yesterday. Put some, say, National Guard in the schools, not necessarily in the classrooms, but maybe one in the classrooms, in each classrooms,
mm-hmm.
and then let the teachers go virtual and the kids go to school. And the reason I say that, so you got kids in school with no teachers, but the teachers are teaching virtually. And the reason I say that is because thousands upon thousands, I don't even know what the real number is, but there's a very high percentage of these kids that their only meal of the day is their school lunches. And in some cases, their school breakfast.
Yeah.
So in order for these kids to eat and for their safety concerns, because some kids live in a pretty violent household anyway, then go to school and let the teacher go virtual.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want any kind of control, then you know, put in uniform guard or, mm-hmm. or police or whatever.
Well,
let's flip the script.
I've got another thought for you. Substitute teachers used to be a thing that they would use if they had job actions or
teachers.
They
don't have enough.
Okay, but I do know there was a state, and I want to say it was Michigan, in the last couple of weeks that certified or changed their policy on substitute teachers. They would now take someone with a high school graduate, was a high school graduate, to be a substitute teacher, which is a big change from the way it used to be.
That's actually to be a teacher's assistant and not a substitute.
Well, they were going to make them, they were going to put them in with the substitutes, is what my understanding was. Because was it Florida? I don't know, somewhere. Somebody did it. Somebody actually did that. One of the states. Don't know which one.
I don't know. Maybe to be a teacher's assistant, but we're destroying a generation here.
Sure.
Not only from a mental standpoint of what's happening to these students, but from an education standpoint of what's happening to these students. So we're destroying, going into year three, we're destroying a whole generation here.
Correct. Who probably won't be able to pass the SATs to get into college if that's where they want to go.
They can't even pass a ninth grade test if they're a senior.
Wow.
There is no reading. There is no writing. There's none of that. There is nothing. They can't do it.
Well, it's a shame, and we can't allow this to happen. But then again, how do we unallow it?
Vote new people in. It's reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we got to hope that we can get to this midterm as fast as we can and vote the bums out and start over again. That's one of the ways to do
it. The big thing is to look at the consequence, and these teachers' unions and these mayors and these governors are not looking at the consequences, and the consequences right now are devastating, but they're not looking at them. So what's the fix? If the Republicans get in and they change up the whole paradigm on this, then what's the fix? Do we say to these students, all right, you're going to have to go to school year-round to kind of catch up? Do you have a longer school day in order to catch up? We've got an awful lot of work to do to get back to some kind of standard.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to deal with the teachers' unions.
Yep.
And you can't sue the teachers' unions.
Nope.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I know. Exempt. Okay, here comes the music to be continued. I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about tomorrow about the same subject. We'll see what happens today, January 6th. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Go over there, check her out, see what she is writing about. Wrote another article out there the other day. You'll be able to see it. And I'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch, our military and veterans news segment coming right up. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
A congressional effort hopes to dig deep and get into the origins of COVID-19. House Representatives Kathy McMorris, Brett Guthrie, and Morgan Griffith have announced the launch of a web page on the Energy Commerce Subcommittee site for whistleblowers to contact them with information pertaining to an investigation into the origins of the pandemic. Virginia officials are defending their response to a blizzard that stranded hundreds of motorists along I-95 on Monday and Tuesday. Governor Ralph Northam and others said conditions for the gridlock can be blamed on heavy snowfall and plunging temperatures, which caused a truck to jackknife and trigger a chain reaction. Some motorists were stranded overnight Monday into Tuesday afternoon. And Ford has beat out Tesla to become the top-performing car stock of 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, Bo Browning will be in studio here in about an hour to take your questions and talk about the upcoming golf tournament the National Aviation Academy is going to have, plus other things as well. Now, don't forget, check them out, NAA.edu and AA.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. The two campuses that they have are located at Clearwater, Florida. That's right across the bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So those are their two campuses. And again, the place to go to find out more about them is the website, naa.edu. Now, after you do that, I'll give you a phone number. You call them up, and you ask to take the tour at one of those campuses, whichever campus it is that you want to go to, closest to you. So, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. That's the phone number to call to schedule a tour. Now, when you get to one of the campuses, you'll have a chance to talk to the students, to talk to the instructors, and you'll also have a chance to talk to the people that handle the finances with the student loans. Or if you're a veteran, they'll help you with your veterans benefits, because many of you that are post-9-1-1, post-9-11 veterans, will have all of your benefits available to you, and they'll show you how that works and help you out. Also, if you're pre-9-11, they'll do the same thing. You may not have all of your benefits that way, but they'll get you all that they can, and then, of course, the rest would be done via a student loan. So there you go. That's the National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, and their phone number is 800-659-2080. Now, we had a couple of military actions by our troops over there, one in Syria, one in Iraq. I'll start with Iraq first. A second drone strike in 2 days was attempted on the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq after the Iraq security forces shot down two drones coming in to the base living compound, got them before they got there. Two more showed up laden with explosives the very next day. And a second attack was stemmed also by the ground forces repelling the drones coming in. And there's quite a bit of footage of what those drones looked like. They weren't the little ones, they were the big ones. Like our version of the Reaper is what it looked like to me. And also, we need to talk about Syria, because the U.S.-led coalition in Syria struck several launch sites for the short-range rockets believed to be intended for attacks on an installation used by U.S. troops in eastern Syria. Now, these are the Katyusha rockets that they fire at will. They do it in Iraq, too. But we got wind of where this was, and they took it out. So that's two for two, if you will. Now we'll go to Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is digging in against the DOD's COVID-19 vaccinations and mandate policy, telling the National Guardsmen in his state that they can ignore the Pentagon inoculation rules and will not face any retribution for not getting the coronavirus vaccines, because he is the commander-in-chief of the state militia. And that's what they are in Texas. They are the Texas State Militia. And that's what Governor DeSantis wants to do here in Florida, is make them the Florida State Militia, which I think is the right thing to do. We'll see where that goes. That's definitely a lawsuit, a law case between Texas and the federal government. We'll wait to see where all that goes. Now, the Navy has been blocked, of course, from acting against 35 COVID vaccine refusers, namely Navy SEALs. The injunction is a new challenge to the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his decision to make vaccines mandatory by all members of the military. Again, that is going up the ladder. It'll be in the Supreme Court. And keep in mind, on Friday, they're going to be deciding the vaccine mandate for the businesses. That's all coming in one big loop with all the different cases that were in there. And I would think that this one here with the SEALs will be coming along too, but I think it's a couple of weeks down the line or whatever. Now, an Army judge made an extraordinary ruling yesterday on the Universal Code of Military Justice. Again, I explained to you that's something different than what you get in a regular court of law, which is why the military sometimes can do things that doesn't make sense. It was pertaining to a sexual assault charge, which would require a unanimous guilty verdict for a person to be convicted in an upcoming court-martial. And a judge ruled in this potentially groundbreaking case that it was okay to do that. So again, we'll see where that goes. By the way, coronavirus and the Omicron variant is going blitzo in Japan right now. We have reports of numerous cases in Japan. 242 new cases yesterday alone. And also, coming up on Friday, Japan and the U.S. ministers will be holding a 2+2 talk. Now, Japan's foreign and defense ministers will hold talks with their U.S. counterparts in a 2+2 format on Friday to discuss security issues. We'll see how that all works out, and we'll be reporting on that too. Now, North Korea fired a missile the other day. And wouldn't you know, they said the latest launch came from what was called a ballistic missile that looked a lot like a Scud that was fired into the sea. Now, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to further boost his military capability at a high-profile ruling party conference last week. And all of a sudden, they fire this ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan. Again, means nothing except he's got a missile that he didn't necessarily target anything with. And I'm not sure you can even target it anyway, if it's the type of missile we've seen in the past. Now, the extraordinary meeting of the alliance members on Friday in NATO will kick off a intense diplomacy over what's going to happen in Ukraine. We'll be talking about that. But in the meantime, don't go anywhere. We're coming back with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Going to be talking about a lot of different things that are taking place in the financial end of things. And I shall return with more. Go out and make it a great day.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Kyle. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of the high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, that's because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is now better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has gotten a complete refresh that makes this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more new rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower engine. Plus, it has some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel great on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, don't forget, Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And they honor those who have served our country with the You Served, You Saved program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
Today is January the 6th.
Yeah.
What are you expecting to have happen?
A big show on a lot of the mainstream media, and you know, a lot of rehashing, and
yep.
Yeah, you know, it's gonna be a mainstream media show, and it's gonna, you know, attempt to, you know, get everybody all bent out of shape, because that's what they do.
Yep.
And that's what I expect today. I mean, I'm gonna talk about it a little bit on my program today and give my take on everything that happened. You know, there's no doubt it wasn't it was an embarrassing situation for our country. I definitely think that's the case. I am all for protesting. I've always been. If you want to make your voice heard, you just have to do it in, you know, a lawful manner. You know, I don't think you should be destroying private property, and I don't think you should be destroying public property. And I think that got out of control. And, you know, now it wasn't good for the conservative movement in this country by any stretch of the imagination. That's for sure.
Wasn't good for anybody. And there were both sides, I believe, were involved in that. But that's something we'll get into another day. Now, the Fed minutes are pointing to earlier hikes and a faster balance sheet rundown to thwart the Bidenflation that was going on. We're hearing about that now. Officials saw the economy had strengthened more than they'd expected, despite still high levels of pandemic infections, and expressed a view that the labor market was nearing full recovery, and they went and they padded the books. Imagine that.
Well, listen, even if the Fed, and obviously it was a major market reaction, the Fed minutes yesterday, it's a bit of a nothing burger. It really isn't. They're not doing much. It's minuscule. What happens is that whenever the Fed, pushes, and it's been a long time since this has been the case, momentum starts moving in one direction when it comes to overall markets. I think that the Fed should, trim its balance sheet. I don't like the fact that they continue to print money. I think you're going to see major shakeups in a lot of these highly speculative NFTs, cryptocurrencies. Stocks have come down, but, you know, you're going to see these other things really come down. I think it's going to be a flight to quality when it comes to, you know, a lot of companies that, you know, haven't, you know, they've been high flyers, but they have no real business prospects. They haven't made any money.
Mm-hmm.
When you have any money, you got to constantly borrow money or take money in. It's going to make that more expensive, and they're not going to be as attractive under those conditions. And I think you'll definitely see a rotation.
Interesting news here. Joe Biden's economic disapproval rating has hit a record low, lower than the last three presidents were at this time in their career. And it doesn't look like it's going to come back anytime soon. I know yesterday Nancy Pelosi, of all things, she was telling the Democrats, matter of fact, she wasn't telling, she was begging the Democrats to be more boastful about Biden and the things he was doing. How can you boast something that's going on that's not going on?
Yeah, I mean, she can say what she wants. I mean, she's doing her job, trying to rally. But I don't think the American people are buying it by any stretch of the imagination. He comes out to press conferences, mumbling over his words, barely, is coherent in many respects. And it's sad, it is, but, you know, people are also taking a look around this, you know, they're feeling it. You go to the grocery store, when you go to the pump, I made some more money, but my bills are skyrocketing. So, you know, that's the reality of the situation. And, you know, he thinks that, you know, another round of handouts and giveaways is going to be somehow beneficial. I mean, they're even talking about doing another.
I know they are. We're going to get into that right now because that came out yesterday. They're talking about another stimulus round.
It's less than $100 billion, but it's getting to be ridiculous at this point in time. It really is. And, you know, there's Republicans that are backing this.
Mm-hmm.
And enough, okay? These businesses that you wrecked are not going to come back and be a stop for COVID nonsense. and we decide to move on as a nation. So what are we going to do? We're going to keep these things on life support forever? I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, you talk about, yeah, you know, we have the amount of people that, the great resignation, the amount of people that quit their jobs. You know, imagine being a parent in like the Chicago area, and all of a sudden you find out, you got to go to work the next day, you find out at 11 o'clock at night that there's no school for your kid. Mm-hmm. You can't go to work. You know, somebody's going to watch your kid. You're scrambling at that point in time. If we continue to have this type of nonsense take place, I mean, we're not going to be able to come back from something like that. You can't.
Mm-hmm. By the way, remember the bakery with the gay cake issue, and the baker said that because of his religious views, he wasn't going to bake a cake for this couple that wanted to get married and all that stuff. And this is in Europe now. This was a case in Europe, similar to what we had in the United States. Well, the court over there in Europe where this went through, threw the case out, said nope.
I'm curious to see what country that was in.
England.
It was in England. Wow, I'm shocked. You know, interesting. You know, we had that big story here in this country where there was a similar situation. It's someone in stores. If you don't want to sell to them, you want to, you know, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to go somewhere else. You're going to be losing business. A lot of these things get blown out of proportion. I'm not familiar with the case in England and what that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just popped up here in front of me. I don't know if you heard about this, but they're starting to prosecute people for the PPP loans. Remember that? And there was a woman in Georgia that's just been sentenced now to 3 years in prison for fraudulently collecting some $6 million in money using, in some cases, some fake names.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, you look at some of these stories out there, you know, that are coming out. I mean, fake names? How is this working, Matt? You want to explain this one to me?
Well, there was somebody that had got a whole bunch of money. It was some woman somewhere in a house. She had like 13 or 14 different names of people living with her. She was the only one in the house.
Oh, so she was applying for multiple people.
Correct.
Multiple loans. Oh, my God.
You know, got $6 million.
It's, you know, that happens also with a lot of, you know, handouts and giveaways and welfare. And, you know,
right.
That's also the case with the child tax credit, if that is made permanent.
And the Boston bomber was ordered to return his $1,400 stimulus check that he got to the victims to pay for some of the victims. $1,400 isn't a lot, but I guess it's a point behind it.
Matt, there's most of the there's a large swath of all of this money that's been handed out that is gone to artists. Already know that,
right?
Had Nigerian scammers and Russian.
Yep. All right, here comes the music. I got to run, so you have a good, great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Good luck.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the place to go to check him out. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.